I guess I'm the type who likes to be teased. Just a feeling. Just running it over the outside. Imagining what it's gonna be like on the inside. Jeez, I can't even tell you how I wish that I didn't have this really weird having to be on the floor position, because if I could slap my own pussy right now, I totally would. I'll just have to imagine that you're doing it though, I guess. God, I hope this doesn't sound like the weirdest, most awful noises ever. That we're having a good time, right? And that's the most important part. It doesn't matter who comes, who doesn't come, how long it takes, how short it is, what exactly happens, as long as everyone's having a good time. Except that, I'm a bit spoiled, and I like to take a long time. Because not only are multiple orgasms great, but, squirting is pretty good, too. And, okay, I was a bit naughty, and I didn't tell you that I was spreading myself open and running that toy over me, and I found my clit. Yeah, felt good. The texture of this one, though, makes me need lube. Just a little bit. Just because it tends to suck in all my natural juices. Close to my face, you can probably hear that. Fuck, okay. Can I ask, what the hell? No, I guess I know what the hell the thing is with having lights on your shit, because in the middle of the dark room, in the middle of the night, if you can't reach it, you fucking lose it somewhere, that would suck ass. I mean, you know. Okay. Lube is, yeah, like, slickery. It is very slickery, but it feels goopy at first, you know? Okay. Try to keep my ADD brain on track here and not make fucking hand puppets, shadow puppets on the ceiling because of the light. Oh, fuck. Okay. Serious time now. Let's see. There we go. Spread it around. Let's see how quick we can get to teasing. We'll go with teasing. So, I guess I'll just tease it around. Not really touching my clit, but close. Maybe right next to it. Right below it. I guess I really take a long time too, because one of the things I like to do is edging. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you about my tail. and all my list of toys. The tail's pretty new, actually. It's the newest thing I've got. But it's a long black cat tail. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Anyway. Let's slide it down. And in just a little bit. And I fucking can't remember if I even told you what that the beginning of that thought was, which was one of the reasons that I take so long is that I really like edging. You just get so close, and it feels amazing for a long time. And then you can stop and feel the buildup all over again. And it still feels as good. It doesn't feel dampened by already coming. But remember to relax those muscles. Relax. Yeah, if you guessed, you probably guessed it. There's my clit again. I guess just looking at me, you never guess how rough of stuff I'm into. People are always shocked when I mention something like, oh yeah, I've got a bruise. What's it from? It was a belt to the tit. I'm like, a belt. You have a bruise from a belt on your tit. I'm like, got a couple of them actually. And they're worth every little bit. It was like the eventual orgasm after edging and denying, and then finally at the end, however much longer after, I come and just explode everywhere, just burst to 1,000 pieces, and it feels good. Okay, let's try a different setting on here. Oof. That one is fast. Oh my god, that was faster. Gee. That was kind of a build-up tickle. I don't know, I think those are my favorite, honestly. I'm like... Nah, god, I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves, because I am enjoying myself. Jeez, let's see. How to explain what I'm doing. Well, this toy, if you've ever seen a G-spot stimulator, you know it looks like a finger, and then it's crooked at the end, kinda. So it kinda turns. that one. So, what you can do is, if you're in the right position, you can press your thighs together really tight after you've already put the toy, you know, kind of around that area. And it'll kind of pop and be above your thighs. At least if you've got, like, strong thighs like I do. And then the great thing about having such a long handle on it is that you can just push it back down and kind of, I don't know, just work out your thighs and have fun at the same time. I don't even know what to talk about. Like, Jesus, I need more hands so that I can feel all this nice stuff down here. Like I'm doing right now. Then also so that I've got enough to play with my breasts. I was debating on whether I should edge or just see how full tilt we can go. And I'm thinking. I have been wanting to try to break my record. Which is, I don't know, like 5 by myself, because. Yeah, but that was. I was just really horny one day and didn't even have any extra stimulation of knowing that someone was gonna listen to this and hear me. That they would be imagining, because, sorry, I'm camera shy, but that they would be imagining how I was toying with this vibrator, how wiggly my hips would get, because I just, I really like it. I mean, you know, the vibrator, but also the thought of people getting off to hearing me getting off. I had to make a quick check, because when I did all the test orgasms for, to see how I needed to put my headset and stuff, it stopped recording, like, 28 minutes in or something. I'm like, but I didn't even finish, so, I don't know, there's, like, at least, I don't fucking know. Anyway. Let's see. I don't know. I feel like I haven't come in a while. So I feel like I should just do it. Let's get it to right there. Okay. This isn't gonna be a nice slow one, but I'll get the tough one out of the way, I guess. Or I guess maybe we should say easy one. Because it gets harder the longer you do it. Spread these thighs a little bit wider here and just make it a quicker one. Just rolling it over my clit. Like I imagine a tongue. Up and down on this one, just because, like I said, it was my first time, like, you know, not pretending. So, it's one of those things that you get a block and you go, hey, no, that's a good thing. But really, my thighs got nervous, I gotta open them again. Really, you just gotta think about things that turn you on more, like, I don't know. Like how well you could see what I was doing if you're standing in front of me. Maybe. Maybe getting excited too. Yeah. is my hand. There it is. Ugh. I know that sounds like a weird thing, but I couldn't tell where on my body my hand was. Because it's just like not paying attention. Just laying there. There we go. Just gotta play with that nipple there. And at the same time as the clit. Oh. Oh, fuck, that's one of those times where you're like, what was that noise? God, it was close too. Something that I wondered when I was thinking about doing this is if you're gonna actually hear what I sound like. Because, I don't know, you know, make all sorts of weird sounds when you're getting close. And you know, you're not really in control of your body unless you're trying to do a focused orgasm. Since I'm not doing a focused orgasm, which is what I do for the recording so that you don't hear me mew, we'll see, I guess. I guess this is proof I'm not just a tease to you. Tease myself a lot, too. I guess I got ruined when I was doing a fucking bridge over the side of the tub to get this. Right there. Right there. Now I'm gonna be the Mad Hatter. Switch hands! Fuck. I should have warned about my fucking crazy brain. Not just the ADD, but fucking crazy. And there's gonna be 1.5 million references. The question is to tease or to go. Tease or go. Tease or go. Let's see that one. If we can just set it up, use these thighs to keep it right there, right there. And then I can use both my hands. Play with my poor heart nipples. They want attention so bad. mean, I guess you don't get to have a great view. But you can watch me squirm around. I don't know if guys do this, but honestly, I think that they would probably do it more. You just try to find the right, exactly the perfect spot to have, like, the most insane orgasm. It's like, I can't even stop myself from teasing myself. Because I just want to find that one spot where, like, I'm gonna fucking lose my mind. Well, you know what? In it goes. Oh gosh. Wow. Okay. Fuck. Oh, it's slipping. It's slipping out. I don't want to be that tight. Okay, let's see. And then we'll get old reliable here. Okay. I'm sure that this feels way more awkward for me than it does for you. Although, hopefully my awkwardness is not translating across. So let's spread these thighs again, and this pussy. Fuck, I'm so awkward. Okay. Oh. And set that right there. Oh my god. And we'll set it to... this one's my favorite setting. Oh, now that I've got hands free here. Oh, fuck. Oh. Jeez. The pulsing inside of the one and the rev up of the other one. God. I mean, it's almost like getting eaten and fingered, but not quite, you know. Uh, Okay. Now that my hands are free, let's put them back to work up here. And of course, put that one back where it fucking belongs. Inside. God. What weird problems, I guess, pushing toys out when you're not even touching them. I guess it doesn't help if I squirm around so much. It feels good. There we go. Okay, this one's gonna be hands-free, I swear to God. By hands-free, I mean I'm not touching any of the toys. Just my nipples. I'm just... pinching them and... God. 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 Squirming around a lot now. Fuck, I'm gonna have to put the time in the outside so people are warned. Just squirm around and rock my hips. Play with these nipples. I'm trying to be quiet so I don't wake the neighborhood. I guess. You know, because I'm polite. God, I hate having to be quiet. Makes it take longer. Definitely takes longer when a toy slips. There it is. Oh, I just need that little thing to make me go over the edge now. How about hard pinch these nipples? Maybe. Fuck. Really wish I wasn't so tired I just pushed the toy out just then. Because that could have been even more fun. I'm just laying here letting the toys go. Need water after that.